with probably saving many lives, including their own, there were reportedly no air marshals on board the jet. Experts say it's unlikely the man could have actually gotten the door open, even though the plane was preparing to land and was at a fairly low altitude. The man was initially charged with assault on a flight attendant. For the latest news and analysis, log on to IRNnews.com.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon, we were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13.
Well, good morning, Sergeant. And here at the American Freedom Network, and see what's going on in the world today. There are so many questions of what's really going on. I mean, look at what's happening over in the Near East. You have a war between the Israelis and the Hamas and the Palestinian area and down in Gaza. And certainly, I will tell you, talking to someone over in Israel just yesterday who called me, and we will be interviewing her in one of our programs. Her name is Cheryl Hancock, but she was just saying that there's terrible unrest in Israel. The Palestinian, Israeli Arabs over there are demonstrating and are attacking Jewish citizens and attacking army units. You're not hearing about this, but this would be an ideal time to overthrow Israel if they really had this intention. Certainly if Syria and Hezbollah were to attack Israel from the north and Jordan from the east, there is no way that Israel could survive, but none of this is happening. Well, now, our understanding, is that the Arabs hate Israel. They're going to want to destroy it, but there are serious questions about what's happening. Why aren't the Arabs taking advantage of this time when Israel's so weak? Is there some other force out there? Is there an X factor in the world that begins to explain many of the things that are happening? Explains perhaps why our government engineered this whole financial crisis. If you haven't read my newsletters, you need to get them and read them, and you begin to understand that everything that is happening, this terrible financial crisis, is all created intentionally and purposely. And why would anybody do that, any logical person? Well, we're not necessarily dealing with anything logical, because there are supernatural forces. There is a plan. There are people of great wealth and power who have a plan. There are certainly Luciferian organizations that have a plan, and God has a plan for what's going on. And I don't think you can understand anything taking place today unless you understand the fact that we are seeing, I believe, carried out today, a plan that was actually drawn up and revealed thousands of years ago. And to talk about that, is our special guest this morning, Pastor Billy Crone of the Niagara Frontier Baptist Church. And we're going to be talking about a DVD series he has. There are 10 DVDs in the series, divided into two parts, part one, part two. It's called The Final Countdown, and we're coming down to number five. We've done the first five, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, and we're down to five, the growing apostasy. Pastor Crone, thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Thank you, Dr. Monteith. It's a pleasure to be on.
You just go ahead and pick up the ball and run with it.
Hey, you got it. Yeah, as you mentioned with the Final Countdown series, again, the premise is, once again, we are trying to get the game plan out to people. You're not going to understand anything, let alone what's going on with Israel, but anything that's going on in the world with the economy, the governments, just how over and over again, you go, why does this keep happening? Why do these people keep doing this? Why, no matter what, and whoever we elect or what have you, this just continues to march forward? Well, because there is a plan, and you're right, it is a spiritual battle. But God's given us, centuries and centuries ago, he's given us the game plan, because he does care, and he gives people a heads up that we're approaching the end of days. He is going to step in. He is going to put an end to suffering and evil, but before we get there, it's going to get worse. And that's what we did with the Final Countdown series. We're giving you the game plan. We're not, you know, something we're making it up. This is just exactly what God has foretold. And we've done it in 10 different ways. We've already dealt with the Jewish people, modern technology, worldwide upheaval with earthquakes and famines and pestilence, the falsehood with the false Christ and the New Age movement, manipulating people for the Antichrist system, the rise of wickedness, the moral decay that's going on a global scale, even involved with the occult. And all those that we've dealt with thus far have kind of dealt with outside the church. Well, this one that we're dealing with today is the rise of apostasy. This deals with the church. And what's really ironic is the Bible says exactly opposite what most people hear of the church. The church, a lot oftentimes, is teaching, hey, it's going to get better, it's going to get great, we're going to usher in the kingdom, and then Jesus comes back. It's exactly just the opposite. The Bible talks about a great falling away, an apostasy. It's going in reverse. And what we did on this one, and again, I want to back up, just reiterate, the information that we share on the Final Countdown series is loaded with video after video after video. And the reason why we did that is because we knew what we were about to share, people would either scoff at, which I used to be one, and so we tried to provide as much information so you can use your own brain and you could look at it and make your own decision, and so that you would realize we're not just reading articles from some slanted website or wacky website. This is on the news if you know what to look for, and that's just the problem. People don't know what to look for. And it's been veiled. So we're trying to get the information out there. But this one, with the rise of apostasy, affects the church. The church is going to have a big part, believe it or not, in the last days. Unfortunately, it's not a very good shining moment. The church is going down the tubes. And the Paul brings that out, and he says that, how do you know you're in the last days? Well, people in the church are going to deliberately turn away from the truth. And that's what he shares in 1 Timothy chapter 4. He says, now the Holy Spirit tells us clearly that in the last time, some will turn away from what we believe, and they're going to follow lying spirits, and get this, teachings that come from demons. These teachers are hypocrites, and they're liars, and listen to this, they pretend to be religious, but their consciences are dead. So Paul tells us that here's what's going to happen to the church in the last days. It ain't going to get better, 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 and then here comes the great shiny moment. No, it's going to get worse, 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 worse before it gets better. It's just the opposite of what many people are touting. And he says that here's what they're going to do. These people are going to show their true colors by turning away from the truth, and they're going to follow hypocritical teachings. How? Well, one of the key words that he says there in that passage is they're going to pretend to be religious. That means they're phony, they're fake. And that's exactly, there's two things that's happened to the American church, not just American church, it's all across the globe. Two things have happened to the church to cause this apostasy. One is the church is now flooded with counterfeit Christians, i.e. not real Christians, phony believers. The second one is counterfeit teachings to undermine those who might be Christians, but now they're never going to grow up and never become a threat because the teachings, they're getting fed basically poisonous food. Okay, so both of them are designed to take down the church, which, again, is leading into this apostasy. And so the issue is, well, wait a second, are there really such people as counterfeit Christians? You mean phony, baloney people? Slightly. I have to deal with this on a regular basis. I actually, if I give membership classes and have a chance to talk with people, I give them what I call the Crone Spiel. And the Kronospiel is this, and it's something that I've had to learn in the ministry. There's four types of people that go to your average, quote, church service, okay? You got 25% of the people, just to play the odds, 25% of the people are spiritual, born-again Christians. They're growing. They're, you know, not perfect, but they're growing, you know, doing what you're supposed to do, you would think, as Christians. You got another 25% that are baby Christians, or Christians who've taken a detour.
Hang on there, Pastor Billy. We'll be back in just a moment here, the American Freedom Network.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrom. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cedarstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Taking their way, the only way they know how.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Well, Archer Stan back here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning, Pastor Billy Crone, and he's simply talking. You pick up the story, Pastor. You were talking about the four types of Christians. In a church, 25% are born again Christians, not perfect but growing. And pick up the story.
Well, and then you have another 25% that are born again Christians. They might be baby Christians, and as we all know, if you have a child, sometimes they obviously wear diapers, they make messes, they need a lot of care, and that's just part of growing process. So, you know, their walk is a little bit bumpy, and sometimes they make messes, and then there are some people, Christians, who unfortunately take a detour and get in the ditch, so to speak. So my point being with that, I'm not condoning it, it's just sometimes they're born again, but their behavior doesn't look like it. But you got another 25% who are into the Christian religion, if you will, and Jesus Christ died on the cross not so we could have a religion. Religion is something that's man-made, dry, stale, stupid. That's not what he came to do. He came to establish a direct relationship with the creator of the universe. Sounds like science fiction, but it's biblical fact. That's the real gospel. But they're into the Christian religion. They're just into this gig, if you will, so because, you know, they want to raise their kids in an environment with a decent morals, you know, teach them the Ten Commandments, stuff like that. That happens all the time. But they're not born again. Then you have another 25% who are atheists, agnostics, skeptics, their family drug them in, they're coerced into coming, etc., blah, blah, blah. And so that means to tell you, and this is what I tell people, I says, listen, that means on average, across America, your average church service, half of the people don't even know Christ, okay? But don't just take it from a practical point of view. The Bible reveals different ways in which a person could be phony. Okay, now here's my point again for bringing this up. This is exactly what Paul would say would happen. The church would be flooded with phony, baloney believers, not true believers, in the last days. They pretend to be religious. And, of course, the ultimate example of that is Judas. And Jesus, mentions in John chapter 6, he says, yet there are some of you who do not believe. And the Bible says that Jesus had known from the beginning which of them did not believe and who would betray him. Judas didn't pull the wool over Jesus' eye. Jesus saw right through to his heart. And that's the issue. The Bible says if all you have is a head knowledge of God, okay, then you're no better than the demons. The book of James says this. It says, even the demons believe in God, and they shudder. And so a lot of people, you hear them say, well, I believe in God. I believe in Jesus. I've tried to keep the Ten Commandments. Well, the Bible says, hey, that's great. You know, that just puts you in the same camp as the demons, which I don't recommend. They're not saved. If all you got is a head knowledge or assent, then that doesn't mean that you're saved. It's a dead faith. It's fake. It's phony. The Bible also says that if you worship God with your lips, you profess to be a Christian. But you can deny that profession by the way you live. Again, not that you're perfect, but by and large, there should be some change. And that's what Titus says. He says, such people claim they know God, but they deny him by the way they live. He says they're despicable, they're disobedient, they're worthless for doing anything good. The third sign that the Bible gives that people could be a counterfeit is they worship God with their thoughts. We'll get into that here in a little bit. They just basically, Christianity is however they want Christianity to be. God is whoever, what God they want to be, which, by the way, is a sin. It's called idolatry. But anyway, and John does this. He tells this. He gives the answer to oftentimes the scenario that people bring up. They say, well, hey, I know so-and-so. You know, they were Christian, and man, they were on fire for Jesus, so to speak, and next thing you know, they turned away and became an atheist. They lost their salvation. No, that's not the issue. The issue was they were counterfeit. And John tells us why. He says in 1 John 2, he says, for if they had belonged to us, they would have remained with us. But their going showed that none of them belonged to us. So that means if they left, that means they never had a true saving faith in the first place, because God keeps his own. Then the final one Jesus tells you, and this one is what's really popular today. Jesus said, if you worship God with your religion, and albeit even, quote, Christian religion, but you don't have a relationship, you're in a heap of trouble. I didn't say that. Jesus did in Matthew 7. He says, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, didn't we prophesy in your name and drive out demons and perform many miracles? Which, by the way, all three of those behavior you can do not as a Christian. You can be counterfeited. And Jesus says, then I will tell them plainly, I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoers. Notice he didn't say, I knew you once and you blew it and you lost it. No, he says, I never knew you in the first place. This whole time that you were doing these quote-unquote miracles and supposedly casting out demons and all this stuff, he says, you were phony, you were fake. Now, that fits exactly the context. Matthew 24, Jesus gives the what's called the Olivet Discourse. He tells his disciples what's going to happen prior to his coming. And that's what we've dealt with many times before, with worldwide upheaval and the earthquakes and the famines and the false Christ. And the first thing Jesus, out of his mouth, he tells his disciples, says, watch out that no one deceives you. It's going to be a time of great deception. But then after Matthew 24, he immediately goes into Matthew, obviously, 25. And then right after all that, he describes what it's going to be like prior to his coming. Then he gives three parables back to back, and it's not by chance, of phony people. He gives the parable of the ten virgins. There was the five true believers and the five false believers. Then he gives the parable of the talents, which is the two good servants and the one bad, wicked servant who's not a real servant of Jesus at all. And then he gives the parable of the sheep and the goats, and that's not by chance. And just like Paul said, just like Jesus said, it's going to be a great deception, not just in the world, folks, it's going to be even in the church. There's going to be church is going to be flooded in the last days with a whole slug of people who pretend to be religious, phony baloney, and it's going to aid in this rise of apostasy. All this stuff, the very fact that I have to give a membership class and explain to people that on average, I'm not condoning it, but on average, half the congregation probably isn't saved, that right there is a sign you're in the last days. Okay? But that's not all. They not only have come in and given a rise to counterfeit Christianity, they've given to counterfeit teachings, and they've done that in four different ways. It's given a rise to this apostasy, because even if you are going to a church service and you are a born-again Christian, the enemy has come in and gutted the church in four different ways to keep you from growing strong so you will not become a threat. It's weakened and divided the church. And he's done it four different ways. He's done it with doctrinal manipulation. He's done it with marketing manipulation, monetary manipulation, and emotional manipulation. Let's deal with the first one, doctrinal manipulation. Of course, that's liberal Christianity. And you got to think, well, how can you keep the church weak? How can you keep them ineffective? How can you keep them sidetracked? How can you get them to swallow lies? How can you get them to be duped, to go along with this Antichrist system, when the Bible clearly reveals the plan? Well, that's just it. The Bible clearly reveals the plan. So you have to remove the Bible. You have to put an emphasis on not teaching the Bible. You have to not only do that, you need to pervert the Bible, even if they get their hands on it. And that's exactly what liberal Christianity has done. And what people need to understand, when I say the term liberal Christianity, it's not true Christianity. They act like Christianity. They pretend to be religious, even Christian religious, like Paul said, but they're fake. It's just like a wolf in sheep clothing. These people have churches with stained glass windows, and they got people who are behind the pulpit and have graduated from seminary. But that doesn't make you saved. Going to a church service doesn't save you any more than sitting in a hen house makes you a chicken. You got to be born again. I don't care if you graduated from seminary. I don't care if you wear a robe. I don't care if you have degrees, religious degrees. That doesn't mean that you're born again. And I'm telling you, I could tell you stories of people behind the pulpit. Here, I'll share this one real quick. There was a gentleman who went to a pastor's conference recently on the West Coast, or a while back on the West Coast, and he went to this guy was teaching these pastors at this pastor's conference. During the sessions, he was talking to this guy. As he got to talking to the guy, he's going, and this guy who's teaching these pastors is not even saved. So he starts witnessing to the guy. And sure enough, the guy's not even saved. The guy who's, and praise God, the good news of that story was he led him to Christ. But here's a guy who's teaching pastors at a pastor's conference who still doesn't know Christ. I'm telling you, folks, this goes on all the time. Why? Because we're in the last days exactly like the Apostle Paul said. But liberal Christianity has come in, and they say that, no. You see, you don't want to follow what the Bible says. You go by your feelings, okay? And this is why right now churches, mainline denominations, they're battling over, not on secondary issues like a rapture position or spiritual gifts or all the classic ones like that, et cetera, blah, blah. I'm talking core issues. Right now, mainline denominations are battling over whether or not Jesus really is the only way to heaven. Excuse me? I mean, Jesus himself said, John 14:6, I am the way, not one of the ways. He said, I'm the way, the truth, the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. I didn't say that. Jesus did. But there are actually churches are battling over whether or not, did Jesus really mean that? Yeah. And then their mainline denominations are battling over, is there really a hell? Half the church right now, 49%, doesn't even believe Satan exists. Many so-called churches, as we all know, this has now become commonplace. They not only accept homosexuality as a positive lifestyle, but now they're saying it's okay for those behind the pulpit. This is why, because liberal Christianity has come in, which is fake Christianity. It's got all the external trappings, but it's completely gutted of the truth. And then they have come in and they have perverted the scripture. Let me read to you how they've manipulated scripture. Even if you are a born-again Christian and you can come across it, they're perverting the scripture to keep you weak and ineffective. Here's one from the Oxford University Press that released the politically correct version. Let me give you some examples. It says, the glory he, Jesus, has from the Father as the only Son of the Father is now changed to the glory of a parent's only child. You see, you can't say father because some people may not have a father. And you can't say son because that's not fair to girls, so you got to change it. Now listen to this. The Lord's Prayer, our Father who art in heaven. Oh, no, it reads this. Father, mother, hallowed be your name. Excuse me? Okay? Another phrase that's used over and over again that's referring to Jesus, the Son of Man, is changed to the human one. Because, you know, we don't just want to say about men and leave women on the out. But saying, speaking of women, there's a new feminist version. You talk about blasphemy. Listen to this. Luke chapter 2 says, and Joseph went to Bethlehem to be enrolled with Mary, his wife, who was then pregnant. And she brought forth her firstborn child. Listen to this. And her name was chosen to be Judith. Not Jesus, Judith. The passage on the crucifixion, John 19, now reads in this version, and she, bearing her cross, went forth, and there they crucified Judith.
They're sure trying to confuse Christians, aren't they?
You know, and that's just it, Dr. Monteith. It's keeping people in the dark. Not only the church flooded, okay, with phony people, okay, but even those who are truly born-again Christians, they're doing their best. The enemy is. It's a spiritual battle is what's going on. The enemy is doing their best to keep Christians from growing up, from keep Christians from discovering what is going on, not just now, but certainly as we approach the last days. God's already laid it out for us. It's in the Bible. But they're doing anything to keep everybody away from the Bible or even pervert the Bible so you'll never come across the truth. Jesus said the truth will set you free, and these people have come in and have deliberately attacked the truth. Let me give you just a couple quick other versions out there. This is the new postmodern version. They said Jesus was born not of a virgin, but he was born of a gorilla. There's the new gay Bible that's supposed to come out this year. By an American film producer named Max Mitchell, and he said he believes that he was divinely inspired to do this. He's also planning on doing a two-part miniseries when his new Bible is completed called The Gay Old Testament and The Gay New Testament. And listen to his quote. Now, see, again, once you start tampering and somehow it's okay to mess with the Bible, is it anybody shocked by this guy's statement? He says, there are many different versions of the Bible. He says, so I didn't see why I couldn't produce one. It's absolutely ludicrous of what's going on. But again, here's the context of this. Why is it just the Bible? You try to, can you imagine if they tweaked the Quran or the Jewish Torah like this? There's no way. But why is it always the Christian scriptures? Because I would make the play this, because this is how it keeps the church in the dark, those who are truly a part of the church, okay, but also it keeps other people in the dark, because it's only in the scripture that you are going to discover the game plan for what's really going on in the world system. There is an agenda, there is a conspiracy, but it's much bigger than people think, and it's even beyond the Bilderbergers, it's even beyond, you know, with the bankers, it's even beyond, you know, all this stuff with the Illuminati and the CFR, it's even beyond that. It's a satanic agenda, and all these people are being used to usher in this Antichrist system, which is going to fail, the scripture talks about, but the enemy doesn't want people to figure that out. Okay, and so that's what's happening. Now, that's with doctrinal manipulation. Okay, but that's not the only thing. The second way that they're manipulating people and keeping them in the dark, causing this apostasy. Now, remember, the context of the church is what's called marketing manipulation. And this is with the church growth movement. And the church growth movement has come in and said that true spiritual growth is what you need to do is you need to adopt a business model for the church and marketing models as to oppose what the scripture says. And this is why oftentimes people will go to a church service and you feel like all of a sudden you're not even a person. You're just a number in the crowd. And that's because that their teaching is the primary goal of the church is numerical growth. But the Bible says the primary goal of the church is spiritual growth. This is why oftentimes people feel like they're just a product, because you are a product in this model. It's just a business. It's all about numbers. But the Bible says, no, these are real people. We need to take the time to love one another and take care of each other, et cetera, as a family of God. They also teach, and here's where it keeps people spiritually weak and ineffective. They say that the pastor's primary role is as an encourager who makes people feel good. But the Bible says the pastor's primary role is as a teacher. They say that if the sermons, they should contain only positive messages and not negative ones about hell or God's wrath or hatred towards sin. But the Bible says that the teaching is to preach the whole counsel of God, not just part of it. That's what causes the church to grow. But these people have come in and says absolutely not, and they wonder why many Christians are acting like babies.
Hang on there. There is a conspiracy against God. We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon, we were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I own tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Pastor Billy Crone of the Niagara Frontier Baptist Church. And before we go on, Pastor, do you want to go ahead and put out your website so people can get in touch with you? We do carry your products, but if people needed to contact you, how could they do it?
Sure, you can hit our main website, of course, at www.niagarafrontierbible.com. That's N-I-A-G-A-R-A. FRONTIERBIBLE.com, NiagaraFrontierBible.com, or you can just Google my name, Billy Crone, CRONE, and that'll take you where you need to go.
All right, very good. Go right ahead.
Well, you know, again, with this church growth movement, and they're coming in and they're just subverting the church and with the business model, and it keeps Christians weak and ineffective. And they're not only tweaking with the teaching and only giving you half the truth in the scripture to keep you in the dark, but all for the sake of numbers. But they're also doing it even with the music. And the church growth movement says the style of music is to be what the culture likes and what's pleasing to them, which right there just opened the floodgates, because the church is supposed to be the light and the salt to the world. We are to dictate to the world, and so the church dictate to the church. But according to these guys, I don't think so. They've done it with music. And even recently, it's gotten so bad with the music in the church, which, by the way, the Bible says the style of music is to be from the heart and what is glorified to God. But recently, this just came out, an article on how a bishop is now asking the church that they need to utilize Beatles songs to help explain Christianity. And his whole premise is that the Bible has become devoid of freshness, and rock songs are often more effective in expressing Christianity. So he's actually urging churches around to use music from the Beatles and U2 and Eric Clapton and Bob Dylan and John Lennon, who, by the way, people obviously recall, claimed that the Beatles were bigger than Jesus. Okay, but now we need to use these guys' help to explain the Bible to where? Not to the world, to the church. Excuse me. That's how bad it's gotten. Okay, and of course the irony, of course, with the, if people don't understand, with the background of John Lennon and Yoko Ono, they were heavily involved in the occult, to put it mildly, even to the point where, you know, they were relied on an occultist. The guy's name was John Green, to read tarot cards for him, and even to the point where they did not do any hiring or firing, but what the quote unquote tarot cards were saying, which is an abomination to God. Yet somehow we need these people's music to help the church grow. Now that tells you the status we're in. But here's the bombshell. People don't realize every time that you turn on the TV and you see the latest craze with these people out there dressed all perfect and say, learn to be a better you. And I think people know who in the world I'm talking about. There's a multitude of them out there. And you don't hear anything bad. You don't hear about, you know, God desires you to live a holy life. You certainly don't hear the what I call the silent H word. You never hear about hell. You don't talk about God's wrath. And you certainly don't talk about Bible prophecy, because that might scare you. Okay, you talk about how to be a successfully financial Christian, how to do this, how to do that, how to be so perfect. You know, they have no idea that every time you see that on TV, you should be saying, I am in the last days. Why? Because Paul said that this is exactly what would come. Listen to this, the context of the church. He says this in the book of 2 Timothy, chapter 4, verse 3 through 4. He said, for a time is coming, listen, when people will no longer listen to right teaching. Mm-mm. They will follow their own desires and will look for teachers who will tell them whatever they want to hear. Oh, doesn't it sound nice to hear, learn to be a better you? But little do people realize that because now you're seeing those people all over the place, okay, that's a sign, folks, you're in the last days. you better wake up. But that's not all. The other manipulation they're doing, causing this apostasy, is not just with doctrinal manipulation. That's the foundation, because once you get rid of the doctrine, once you get rid of the scripture, anything goes. Here comes the floodgates. And then they've gutted the church from the inside out by treating it like a business instead of the body of Christ with this church growth movement baloney. But now they've come in with monetary manipulation, and people don't realize how big of a sign this is that we are in the last days. And Paul talks about this. We have what's called the Word of Faith movement, and you know, it just doesn't seem to die out. And you wonder why these people get to keep going on, because it takes millions and millions of dollars to finance these ministries, and these people just continue to get to go on. And basically, as we know, if you're familiar with it, in those ministries, that somehow they treat God like some giant cosmic sugar daddy, and that if you rub him in the right way and use the force of faith, that you can get untold riches. And what they're doing is they're just manipulating people with false techniques to obtain so-called fabulous wealth. And, of course, the trick is, if has anybody caught on? Give me a break. The world has, by the way, and the church is too scared to call these people on the carpet who they really are. These are prosperity pimps, and that's all they are. Okay, they're ripping people off their cash and giving a bad testimony to the church. Okay, but the trick is this. You have to what? To supposedly get these financial blessings from God, what do you got to do? You got to send them what? Your money. Who's getting rich here? But, of course, you know, you get something in the deal that sends you a religious trinket, you know, a genuine faith nail, a prayer cloth, a prayer candle, an anointing oil, or I even heard one person offering a cornmeal miracle packet. And then, of course, you follow the secret formula, and you pray for your financial blessing, and you're going to get a hundredfold increase to your what? Your generous donation to their ministry, of course. And then you don't think it's bad. I mean, it's all over the place. Not only is television, it's all over the bookstores promising not only, hey, learn to be a better you, but learn to be a financial prosperous Christian. And, of course, you have to what? Buy their book in order to get this money. And the point is, again, what they're doing is people in the church, they're playing off the sin of greed, okay, and they're ripping people off millions of dollars every single year of people seeking not Christ but a pile of cash. And they're treating God as some sort of cosmic Santa Claus in the sky who, you know, again, he's at our beck and call. But that's not what the scripture says. And people, what they need to realize is this is a sign that we are in the last days. And that's exactly what the Apostle Paul says. Listen to this. 2 Peter chapter 2, he says, but there were also false prophets in Israel, just as there will be false teachers among you. He says, listen to this. In their greed, they will make up clever lies to get a hold of your money. Every time you see not just this church growth movement stuff, learn to be a better you, but every time you see one of these people, hey, so I'll show you to my ministry, you're going to 104. Every time you see it on TV, it's a sign you're in the last days. How many people know that? They don't, because they don't know the scripture. There is an agenda to keep people away from the source of truth that unveils the plan for the last days and keeps the church, who could make a difference, in the dark so they stay weak and effective. Most people don't know. I mean, listen to these guys and what they would say. Kenneth Copeland says that all you got to do is just visualize whatever you need, whether physical or financial, and stake your claim on scripture and speak it into existence. People don't realize. I got saved out of the New Age movement. And that's straight up 101 Hinduism that's being taught. But again, if you don't know your Bible, hey, anything goes. And again, that's the plan. Frederick Price, he's actually said that God has to be given permission to work on this earth realm on behalf of man. He says that God can't do anything unless we first give him permission. That would make us God. Robert Tilton said, being poor is a sin, because God promises prosperity. New house, new car, hey, that's chicken feed. That's nothing compared to what God wants to do for you. Gloria Copeland gives the scenario. She says, hey, if you give $10, you receive $1,000. Give $1,000, you receive $100,000. Give one house, receive 100 houses, or a house worth 100 times as much. Give one airplane, receive 100 times the value of that airplane. In short, hey, that's a very good deal. But it's not just financial blessings. They say, hey, you're supposed to have not just a perfect life and a perfect bank account. You're supposed to have perfect health. But here's the hypocrisy. Frederick Price, he's claimed, quote, we don't allow sickness in our home. But hello, his wife still has cancer. Kenneth Hagin brags that he's not had a headache, flu, or even one sick day in nearly 60 years, but he's had four cardiovascular crises. Paul Krauss says he healed Oral Roberts of chest pains on a TBN broadcast, but that didn't stop Oral Roberts from having a heart attack a few hours later. It's absolutely ridiculous. John Evansine actually said, a greater than the lottery has come. His name is Jesus.
Hold on, we'll be back in just a moment here, talking about the great apostasy on us today.
just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cederstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Taking your way, the only way they know how.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning, Pastor Billy Crone. And the one thing is, there is a conspiracy against God. There's an organized effort to undermine Christianity, and it is not happening by accident. There truly are demonic forces out there, spirits of forces, and there is another dimension, and those forces are aligned against God, and they're doing a pretty good job of it. Anyway, Pastor Crone, pick up the story.
Well, and that's because we are dealing again with a spiritual battle. This isn't just about men with agendas. This is about Satan with an agenda. The Bible calls him the deceiver, and Jesus warned in last days, the first thing out of his mouth again was deception. And we are entering into a time of the greatest deception on planet Earth. And it's all over the place, not just in the world, yes, even in the church. You know, the final thing that we deal with on this aspect of the rise of apostasy is also emotional manipulation. And this really is basically what's left. Once you gut the church of the doctrine, once you gut the church of the true model of being the body of Christ, and once you get into monetary manipulation and it's just about a better you, it's all about you, what's left to do? Well, nothing but entertainment. You know, and that's with the emotional manipulation, with the signs and wonders movement. And people are just, they're always looking for the next high, the next goosebump on top of their goosebumps. They've got to outdo this with aberrant behavior. You got to bark like a dog. You got to roar like a lion. You got to have convulsions. You got to have uncontrollable laughter. You got to have all this ecstatic speech. You got to have these trances, visions. You got to have all these jerking, physical jerks and all this weird stuff. And you got to keep it doing. It's got to be bigger. It's got to be more. It's got to be wow. Well, that's because what else is there left? If you're devoid of the teaching, what do you got to do? First of all, you're treating God like some sort of an addict, like all he exists is to give you some emotional high. Hello, I got saved out of the drug culture. That's no different. You're treating Jesus like a drug. Give me a break. But what people don't realize is because you're seeing this in the church, this is another sign that you're in the last days. Okay, not only with these people learn to be a better you and all these people who are ripping you off your cash every time you see them on the TV, it's a sign of your last days, but then when you see the church just doing nothing but about entertainment and aberrant behavior, it's a sign that you're in the last days because the Bible says the Antichrist is going to use this against people. 2 Thessalonians, Paul says, and then the lawless one, the Antichrist, will be revealed, whom the Lord Jesus will overthrow with the breath of his mouth and destroy with the splendor of his coming. The coming of the lawless one, the Antichrist, will be in accordance with the work of Satan. How? Displayed in all kinds of not just miracles, signs, and wonders, but counterfeit miracles, signs, and wonders. So wait a second, you mean to tell me that in the last days, people in the church would be led astray into apostasy by seeking false signs, wonders, and miracles that the Antichrist is actually going to use to do people? Yeah. If you read your Bible. And again, that's the problem. Most people don't. And most people don't realize that all this behavior, they say, well, that's from the Spirit of God. Well, hey, I'm not denying that you're having a spiritual experience. I'm just going to challenge you. You better be careful. That doesn't mean it's from the Spirit of God. Because every one of those activities that are mentioned, physical jerks, animal sounds, ecstatic speech, trances, visions, uncontrollable laughing, that's commonplace in the occult, people. The Hindu gurus can experience the same thing. Transcendental meditation, been there, done that. Before I got saved, can do the same thing. African spiritism can do that, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. That's nothing new. That doesn't mean it's from God, okay? And you could very well be being duped. Now, again, the Antichrist, if he's going to deceive people with what? This counterfeit miracle signs and wonders, that means you have to prepare the planet to what? Hunger for miracle signs and wonders so they can fall for the counterfeit. And that's exactly what we see today. Not in the world, just in the world, but even in the church. And people don't realize this is a sign we're in the last days. So that brings up the question, well, how in the world could this guy do it? How could he do a counterfeit global, because that's a scale, global false miracle signs and wonder? Well, let me explain to you a couple of technologies out there, and you could totally dupe people to thinking they're having some sort of a spiritual experience on a global scale simultaneously, and it's all fake. Let me combine a couple of technologies for you. DARPA, the Defense Program, has come out with a new thing called a sonic projector, and they're looking at it as a psychological warfare. The guy who actually developed it is looking at it with marketing, and what it is they basically project a sound to your head with microwaves, and your head, actually your skull, it bounces inside your skull, it becomes a speaker. So the sound that's projected at you comes from within inside your head, not outside your ears, but it comes from within your head. You think you're hearing something in your own mind. Okay, that's a fake tech, that's a technology, but stop and think about it in the context of signs and wonders movement. You can make people think that they're hearing something, quote unquote, maybe from God. Okay, now, that's an actual technology that's being used today. Now, combine that with something like the HARP technology, which could be, you could broadcast this on a global scale. And so now you have this technology to get people to hear something inside their head, quote unquote, maybe a voice from a God, you know, on a global scale. We have the technology to pull it off. Not only that people don't realize, too, but when you use what's called ELF waves, extremely low frequency, they resonate with the same brain frequency of the human brain. And that means you can manipulate with these frequencies the human brain and the response, meaning emotional response. You could instantly, through a induce states of euphoria using electromagnetic waves. Okay, so you can now put two and two together. How could the Antichrist do people with a false global signs and wonders movement, thinking that they're getting a message from God, and this is a sign that he really is, you know, the chosen one, the quote-unquote false Messiah, as he will try to present himself as the Antichrist? Okay, well, we have the technology today. He could do it on the planet. Everybody across the globe, he could push a button, can think that they can hear the voice and supposedly confirm that he is the chosen one. Now, what most people don't realize, you think that that's wacky, you think that's science fiction, that's way out there. Pastor Billy, you had too much coffee there, and you better go get some sleep. I don't think so. This is, let me read to you, this is was taken from a meeting. A person got snuck into a meeting, the New World Order system, and this is some of the notes that they took there. And this is what the New World Order folks are planning to establish their New World Order system. And what they're working on, of course, one of them, and we'll talk about that on another broadcast, Lord willing, is they're putting all the world's religions into one. And they believe that very soon that the Muslim and Jewish areas of Jerusalem, you talked about that at the beginning of the broadcast, it's not just a land battle, it's a spiritual battle over there, that it's going to be combined with the Christian sector to create what's called the New Jerusalem Covenant. Then they're going to build a universal temple church mosque in Jerusalem as a sign that all the religions have become into one. Then they're going to celebrate three religious festivals simultaneously, the Festival of Goodwill, Easter, and another one that celebrates the birth of Buddha. And then they're going to establish a New World Order religion that's going to have its own, if you will, government authority, like the United Nations, okay, but it's going to oversee the world's religions. And they're actually waiting for the event which the Christians call the rapture. The occult is waiting for that. And their version is that these people, it's a New Age version, are electing to leave this dimension as if entering into another room. But here's my point in bringing this up. They believe after that, the appearance of the Antichrist is going to take place, that some supernatural sound will be heard by everyone across the globe and felt by everyone simultaneously. How could that happen? We have the technology to pull it off today, and it's a complete...
We're out of time, Pastor Belly. Thank you so much, and we'll be back in just a moment.
God bless.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and we do hope that you enjoyed our program with Pastor Billy Crone. Are you there, Pastor? No, he's gone. Well, anyway, we carry his 10-part series, a DVD series called The Final Countdown. We think it's excellent. You can buy part one or part two or get the two of them together at a reduced price, but we think it's an excellent source of information, and, of course, it's got all video clips there, as well as the teaching and the scriptures to back up what he says. We think it's an excellent source of information, not only for you, but to give to others to help them to understand the true nature of the spiritual battle that's going on today, and the fact that we are seeing the fulfillment of ancient prophecies coming to pass in the days in which we live, which is what makes it really so exciting. Otherwise, why, you look and see what's happening, the collapse of our economy, the collapse of the morality of our nation, the collapse of our constitutional system. This would make life seem almost impossible unless you understood that God has a hand in what's going on. So if you'd like to get the Final Countdown series, part one or part two or the full set, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we carry Pastor Billy's 10-part, 10-TVD series on creation. And we carry another 4-DVD set entitled the RFID Identification. And they are going to use RFID identification for every object, every animal. Right now, legislation is there that every farm animal has to be tagged. You have a chicken, you have a goose, you're violating the federal law if you don't have an RFID identification on that animal and then people. It's only a matter of time before they will be having everybody, every individual will have to have a number, a mark somehow embedded within them, perhaps on their right hand or their forehead. Who knows what's up? But we're moving rapidly towards the fulfillment of the ancient prophecies, And so that's a set, the RFID identification. We also carry a four-tape set called Spy Chips, excellent four-tape set. And then we carry a book on spy chips. Everything is falling in place. But don't despair. Ours is the time. Now is the time to begin to reach people. And believe me, as they're losing their jobs, you know, there's 700,000 people lost their jobs just this last month. Understand these things. They're not happening by accident. They are all being orchestrated out of Washington, D.C. by the subversive groups that control our nation, the Trilateral Commission, the Bilderbergers, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Group of 30. They are creating this whole economic turmoil. Why? To impoverish our people, to transfer the wealth to themselves. You're seeing the greatest transfer of wealth of all time. Somebody just bought up IndyMac worth $13.9 billion, and they bought it for $1.3 billion. Now, Chris, the rich get richer. And who's going to pick up the rest of the debts of IndyMac? Why, you and I, the taxpayers. Or they're transferring the debts of IndyMac to us and the wealth of IndyMac.